From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A suspected Taliban suicide bomber blew himself up inside the U.S. military-run Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan, killing 4 Americans and wounding 16 American servicemen and 1 Polish soldier. Afghan media sources say the attack occurred just outside the dining hall at the base. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for a bomb attack on a crowded Sufi shrine in Pakistan's southwestern Baluchistan province that killed at least 52, wounded around 100 others. Witnesses are saying that some of the wounded succumbed to their injuries because of absences of a local hospital or a medical facility in the remote area. The Bataclan Concert Hall in Paris reopened on Saturday night, nearly a year after 130 people were killed and nearly 500 wounded in the city in a coordinated attack by Islamic State militants. This man was at the concert. He says it began with a minute of silence, a tribute to those who had died and also for the survivors. He said it was a concert of reconciliation. The Islamic State claimed responsibility for the November 13, 2015 attacks on 8 sites, including the concert hall, cafes, and a soccer stadium. It was the worst extremist violence ever to hit France. Turkey has suspended the activities of 370 civic groups, including women's and children's rights organizations, as the Ankara government continues its roundup of individuals and groups with alleged ties to a failed coup attempt 4 months ago. This is VOA News. In a telephone call to her campaign donors, Hillary Clinton has blamed FBI Director James Comey for her defeat in the U.S. presidential election, saying his reopening of a probe into her use of a private email server broke the momentum of her campaign. Nearly every national opinion poll showed Democrat Clinton leading Republican challenger Donald Trump in the weeks leading up to last Tuesday's election, but he scored surprising wins across the country when the vote counting began. Meantime, Trump has been meeting with his White House transition team as they try to quickly fill a roster of cabinet and other top administration positions. Kellyanne Conway was an advisor to the Trump campaign for president and is now part of that transition team headed by Trump's vice presidential running mate Mike Pence. Reporters asked Conway about the many people demonstrating against the Trump election.
He has spoken clearly for a year and a half about his positions on all of this. Obviously, those issues and his positions got him elected, as well as his understanding what the cultural zeitgeist is. My message to them through Mr. Trump is what he said the other night on the stage when he declared victory, which is, I'll be the president of all people, even those who disagree with me.
Anti-Trump protests continued Saturday night in Los Angeles, New York, Las Vegas, many other cities. Bess Friedman was one of the demonstrators on the streets of Los Angeles.
We're worried about our rights. We're worried about the Supreme Court, climate change, so many different issues on the table, and we feel that so many things have been validated in this election that we're scared and concerned, and we all have children, and we want to have a safe future for them.
Meanwhile, EU Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker says Trump poses risk for the relationship between the European Union and the United States. Speaking to students at a conference in Luxembourg, Juncker said Trump must go up to speed on Europe works in order to avoid wasted time when he assumes the presidency in January. Colombia's government and its largest rebel group signed a new modified peace accord in Havana following the surprise rejection of an earlier deal by voters in a referendum. President Juan Manuel Santos and the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia inked an initial peace deal on September 26 amid international fanfare after more than 4 years of negotiations and more than 50 years of war. But voters rejected it on October 2 by just 55,000 votes, dealing a stunning setback to Santos, who had won the Nobel Peace Prize for his efforts to end Colombia's conflict. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com, and we're always available at the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.